Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into When They Win, You Win by Russ Laraway. Sophie, I gotta ask, what did you think of his whole pitch that the modern workplace is just broken?
Hey there, Sam. I think he's absolutely right. We all feel that Sunday night dread, you know? And he says it's because leadership has been framed as a series of tasks like setting goals and giving feedback, but that treats people as resources, not humans. So, he flips it entirely.
Yeah, his main point is that the leader's job isn't to extract output, but to actually care for people. And when you do that, the business results just follow. It sounds soft, but he makes it feel really practical.
Exactly.
He builds it on three pillars: direction, coaching, and accountability. None of these are new, but he redefines them with this emotional intelligence that makes them feel fresh. Let's start with direction.
Okay, so direction. He says most leaders fail right here because they confuse activity with progress. It's not about just assigning tasks. You have to answer the questions every employee is silently asking. Where are we going? Why? And what's my role in getting us there?
Right.
And he takes it a step further. He introduces the idea of a personal mission statement for each employee, not just the company. The leader has to understand what drives each person on a personal level. What are their values? What do they want their life to stand for?
So you're having these deep, authentic conversations, asking things like, what does a great life look like to you? That's vulnerable work. I can see why most managers skip that part.
Oh, totally. It's much easier to just hand out a project plan. But without that shared sense of purpose, employees are just following orders. With it, they're co-creating a future they actually believe in. That's where intrinsic motivation comes from.
All right, so pillar two is coaching. And this is where he really challenges what we think coaching is. Most managers think they're coaching, but he says it's often just judgment and unsolicited advice.
Yeah, he makes a powerful distinction between mentoring and coaching. Mentoring is sharing your own experience, but coaching is about asking powerful questions that unlock the person's own answers. You're not solving their problems, you're creating the conditions for them to solve it themselves.
So it's a mindset shift. The leader has to stop being the expert with all the answers and become a curious partner. He gives a repeatable framework too, right?
He does.
It starts with setting the intention to be helpful, not evaluative. Then you ask open-ended questions like, what's on your mind? And you really listen, not just wait for your turn to speak. Finally, you help them craft their own action plan, not prescribe one.
I bet that's uncomfortable at first. Leaders are used to being decisive and directive. Letting go of that control feels risky.
But the payoff is huge. Employees feel trusted and empowered. They develop critical thinking skills and they take ownership. The leader becomes a catalyst instead of a micromanager.
Okay, now the third pillar, accountability. In most places, that word means blame and punishment, but he completely reframes it.
Exactly. He says true accountability is not backward-looking judgment, it's a forward-looking promise. It's not about catching people failing, it's about creating a culture where people are truly committed to their commitments.
And he ties it back to the first two pillars. If the direction isn't clear, you can't hold someone accountable. If they haven't been coached to develop the skills, you can't hold them accountable either. It's the final step in a healthy cycle.
Right.
And he has this tool called the promise. It's a clear, specific commitment, like I will reduce our response time from 24 hours to 12 hours by the end of the quarter. Not a vague goal like improve customer service.
So what happens when a promise gets broken? Does he say you bring down the hammer?
No, the opposite. You get curious. Why did it break? Was the direction unclear? Did they lack resources? Was it unrealistic? You treat it as data for learning, not evidence of failure. That builds psychological safety.
So people are willing to take risks and make bold commitments because they know they won't be blamed if they fall short. That's a whole different vibe.
It really is. And he's got practical advice for implementing all this. He says the weekly one-on-one is the single most important leadership tool. He even gives a specific agenda for it.
Oh yeah, what's the agenda?
First, a quick status update. Then you talk about last week's commitments. Then you do a deep dive into a current challenge using that coaching framework. And finally, you look ahead to next week. That way, it's not just a boring status report. It's a dynamic conversation about growth.
And he goes after the annual performance review, doesn't he? He wants to abolish it.
Yeah, he says it's a relic of the industrial era. In a world that needs agility, feedback has to be immediate and frequent, woven into the daily work. It's not a once-a-year event.
I think what really makes this book stick is the emotional core. He writes with so much empathy. He even calls out the hero leader myth, the idea that one charismatic person saves the day.
He replaces that with a more humble, service-oriented model. The best leaders are the ones who say, "I don't know, but let's figure out together." They're the ones who genuinely care.
That's the real takeaway for me. Leadership isn't a title, it's a choice to serve. It's putting your team's well-being above your own ego. And when you do that, trust replaces suspicion, collaboration replaces silos, and the metrics actually improve, but as a byproduct, not the goal.
And honestly, if you want to dig deeper into the framework, the whole library is waiting on the 7-Minute Books app. You can grab it at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles to read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So the book leaves us with one big question. Are you willing to care enough to lead this way? If you are, it could change everything. We'll see you in the next one.